The scripture reading this morning is one of them that shows us how human and divine Jesus Christ was. I would beg you at your own time maybe to look at the whole of that chapter and you understand deeper what I mean. When Jesus was told that Lazarus had died, or rather he was ill, and he decided to stay a little bit longer, about 2 more days. And by the time he got there, he'd already been buried. At the end of that chapter, we're told that Jesus wept for the love that he had for Lazarus. The title of my message this morning is, What a Love. Often challenges me that someone would be loved by God to such an extent that in his very human nature, Christ shed tears over him. At the same time, this portion of scripture shows us how divine he was. Maybe a premonition of what was to happen later in life, that he brought Lazarus back to life, which to me just seeks to show us Christ putting a stamp on himself as a victor over death. And later he overcame death. I'm often struck by the kind of relationship that was there between Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. These three people often strike me as people who are competing to seek audience or to have or to be rather claimed as loved by Christ. The kind of tension that existed between Mary and Martha is well known to us. We are reminded of what Mary had done. At one point, she had anointed Jesus' feet with a very expensive perfume, as a sign of her love for Christ. So expensive was the perfume that in monetary value, it was given an equivalent of a whole year's wages. You can do your simple calculations on the minimum wage for a whole year, and it will surprise you how much it is in terms of pounds. Likewise, Martha had earlier complained to Jesus that Mary has left me to do all the work in the kitchen as she enjoys a conversation with you people. How these two competed to show their love for Christ amazes me. But apart from this, from verses 3 given to us this morning, when Lazarus was sick, the sisters called Jesus and told him, "The one you love is dead." And it surprises me that as much as they wanted to be loved by Jesus, they thought he loved Lazarus more than them. And so they told him, "The one that you love is dead." A few lessons for us today as we prepare for our annual general meeting today. The death of Lazarus, who is portrayed as someone who was loved by Jesus, shows us that our love and the love that we get from God does not mean that we shall not face challenges in life. I might not be in a position to know what kind of experience you are undergoing at this time, either as an individual, as a family, as a couple, at your workplace, even in the family setup. But all these bad things happen and God glorifies himself in them. God can bring good out of a very bad situation. And this is what happened. When the disciples asked him about Lazarus, he told them, "He is sleeping and I'm going to wake him up. And after that, this death will bring glory to me." Brothers and sisters, God's timing is the best. I have often fallen in the temptation of thinking that I pray and God does not hear my prayer. And sometimes I know it happens to you. You seek a petition before God and you think, God surely doesn't understand. Sometimes we ask questions, where is God in the midst of all these things? When we are troubled in the world, in the church, in our community. But you know what? I'm reminded that God's timing is the best. Even after being told that Lazarus is sick, he had the audacity to stay 2 more days before he turned up. Why? Because he knew with his presence came life back to the dead. Brothers and sisters, it might tarry, but it doesn't mean that God has forsaken you or forgotten you. It doesn't mean that God's love for you is diminishing in any way. It might be that God is giving us a little bit more of us into patience and to exercise the same as we prepare for his blessings. It's always a joy after going through a tribulation and at the end of it all, emerging victorious. Some of us in the course of this year, the past 1 year, and some of us so many years, have given their talents, their gifts, their sacrifice, their time, and everything that they own to serve God through service to humanity in this church, in this parish, and in other places. And today, some might be renewed for the same, and others might be called into the service of God. And this is just a portion of us showing how much we love God and that there's nothing that we hold back unto him. But my desire and my challenge from this reading has been one for the past few years. I would like to love God to such an extent that if someone else did a prayer on my behalf and told God, you know what? Tim is in this challenge. Can you be with him? That from wherever he is, he will be challenged as he was challenged when he heard Lazarus is dead. You could make it your desire to make and to build such a loving relationship with your God to the extent that he is moved at that time when you're faced by a challenge. And not only for the bad times, but also for the good times. Life is so full of so many uncertainties. We are not so sure of what might happen tomorrow. I mean, we can forecast the weather and other things. We've sent men and women to the moon. But it often strikes me how vulnerable we are that we are not very sure of what might happen the next 1 hour. In this church and in this parish this year, I pray that we shall endear ourselves to this love of God in such a way that wherever we are and in whatever that we do, we shall seek to use our skills, our talents, our gifts to build this loving relationship with God. This day right that Christ was speaking about when he was told not to go back to the dead because they had been stoned a few days ago. And he said that walking in the day right, you do not stumble. To us as Christians means walking in the knowledge of God. And my assurance for all of us this morning, brothers and sisters, if we walk in the knowledge of God, we shall not stumble. And if we stumble, he shall hold us and steer us in his love. In our families, in our workplaces, in our community, in the duties that we might be having in the church after this, let us walk in the knowledge and love of God. Amen.